WTAW News Time is 6:06. It's 49 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The Brazos County Courthouse was evacuated and closed yesterday afternoon following a bomb threat.
Just before 2 o'clock, a call came into the main switchboard at the courthouse and basically just said that there was a bomb in the building. We've done visual sweeps through all four floors in the basement and then the exterior of the building.
Sheriff Chris Kirk limited the evacuation to the courthouse.
We have the roads of Washington Street and 26th Street near the courthouse closed down. But we're not going to disrupt any other operations than right here at the courthouse.
Kirk says after a visual inspection turned up nothing, bomb-sniffing dogs were brought in from the U.S. Marshal's Office in Houston and DPS in Austin. At the same time, investigators are working on the source of the call. The Texas Department of Transportation is holding three informational open houses over the next 2 weeks regarding future projects of interest to area motorists. Times, locations, and maps are online at WTAW.com. There are two open houses tonight. One in Navasota has information about improving and removing crossovers on Highway 6 from south of Navasota to the Waller County line. And in Conroe, the topic is expanding Highway 105 from Conroe to Cleveland to four lanes with a median. The third open house is a week from Thursday, the 10th, in North Zulch. This is about the proposal for making Highway 21 a four-lane with divided median between Madisonville and the Navasota River. For the fourth consecutive year, Blinn College is hosting the Texas 10th Court of Appeals. The justices will be hearing arguments tomorrow in hearings that are open to the public. The schedule includes three appeals of civil lawsuits, two from Brazos and one from Robertson County, and a criminal appeal from Brazos County. The hearings will be held in the Student Center starting at 10, 11, 1:30, and 2:30. Next year is the centennial of the National Park Service. That's the focus of a new exhibit at the Bush Library and Museum. Photographer Mark Burns spent 5 years taking photos from each of the 59 national parks, something he did as a child on family trips.
That was really where I fell in love with that whole, you know, concept of wanting to photograph mountains and hills and old buildings and things like that, and it definitely had a big impact on it.
Burns says before this project, his favorite park was Yosemite, but after this project, our parks in Alaska. United Way of the Brazos Valley's community campaign has reached about 30% of its $800,000 goal.
We've had over 60 campaigns that have been completed. That means 60 employers in our region have held workplace campaigns, allowing their employees the opportunity to make a contribution to United Way. We've only gotten about 21% of those reports in, so it's still very early. We don't have reports on all of those campaigns yet.
President Allison Prince says 31 campaigns are going now and another 20 to 25 have yet to start. She says there is time to schedule more, which can be done by contacting the United Way office. WTAW News Time is 6:09. It's 49 degrees. We'll have more news for you coming up at 6:30 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Like politicians, some roofing companies tell you things that just aren't so. Like, we've been in business since 1995. Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's said as fact. At Schulte Roofing, there is nothing we'll tell you that we're not 100% prepared to prove and back up. For peace of mind, go with the name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
Good morning, it's 6:10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business. Since 1981 with two-way radios and paging services, call Skyline Communications at 775-2929.
Cloudy and cool today, a high of only 55 to 60. Isolated showers are a possibility, but a lot of us are going to see the day just be cloudy and not see any precipitation. Could have a couple of showers around tonight, however, lows 40 to 45. Clearing tomorrow, temperatures near 60. Clear and cool tomorrow night, a low close to 40. Sunshine's coming up for Thursday. Nice Thursday afternoon, 55 to 60. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with Christian Kirk on the watch list for the Tyler Rose Award. A&M sophomore Stephanie Ipley, on top of being the SEC Player of the Year, she also got more honors for the week. And Billy Kennedy and Coach Blair both met with listeners, as it were, during their shows last night. Aired here on WTAW. We'll have updates on men's and women's basketball all coming up in sports at about 6:50.
So now we're hearing the Monday Cyber Monday horror stories.
Oh.
Yeah, Target. Their whole website crashed yesterday. And, you know, it's just one more example of, oh, I don't know, the best laid plans of companies not ending up fulfilling what they had anticipated. For instance, the Hershey Candy Company. You heard about that, right?
No.
No.
Well, you see, Hershey's, of course, owns a whole lot of mediocre candy, among them Reese's chocolate peanut butter cup.
Which is pretty fabulous.
Yeah. Well, low-grade peanut butter and mediocre chocolate, but it's okay. Yeah, but consider if you did it at home, if you really did homemade and cared, but that doesn't matter. Anyway, it's the holiday season, right? So Hershey's packaged what was supposed to look like a Christmas tree.
Oh, God. I have seen this.
However, a mild write-in campaign on various social media called the candy company out on the shape of the trees, basically labeling them as turds. So, just saying. At Reese's PB Cups, what part of this looks like a Christmas tree? Question mark. And the Twitter commenter who said, Reese's, you call it a tree? I think it's the rest of us call it a turd.
What you found in the swimming pool during Caddyshack.
That was not a baby Ruth.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah. Reese's says, since the trees, that's air quotes, are made with more peanut butter and less chocolate than the regular peanut butter cups, the shapes, their words, would be less distinct. Yeah.
And more fecal-like.
Go have a look. Yeah.
It does.
Yeah, it does. It does. I'm just saying.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
Info.
Mission.
But after all, just close your eyes. That's it. Just do that. Close your eyes.
It tastes the same.
It tastes the same. It does.
I thought they just got lazy and didn't change the Easter egg shape.
Well, you know, that could be it. They just, the little tool and die guy said, I'm not going to do it.
Easter egg shape with bumps.
That's it. To use Chase Murphy's words, it's smacked of effort.
Yeah.
The Guide to Better Living in the Brazos Valley is the Brazos Life Annual Manual. The Brazos Life Annual Manual is packed with everything to see and do in the Brazos Valley. From where to go to take in our vigorous art scene, or where to go for a vigorous workout, this magazine features the who's who, what's what, and where's where in the Brazos Valley. Advertise your business in the Brazos Life Annual Manual. Call Sam Jones with Brian Broadcasting or email sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
Just saying on that happy note. Just remember, Christmas is right around the corner.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, you get this paycheck and the next one, and that's it.
Yep.
Okay? Rest of it's got to go on the card.
Yeah. All right. Then you got January's paychecks to pay it all off.
Yeah, that's it. It's day 335. I got 30 days to go. I'm done with my shopping.
I'm almost done.
Look at you.
I know.
I got like two things, and I'm done.
It's been years since I can say that, but yeah, so there. I'm feeling pretty good here.
Price of coal is just
patting yourself on the back,
patting
are you?
Patting myself on the back. That's right. The price of rocks and sticks and coal. That's it.
Obama's going to get you for the coal.
Yeah, I know. That's yeah.
Oh, man.
Day three. That was very nice.
Thank you.
Day 330. Oh, yeah, I got a story on that today, too.
Woo-hoo!
Oh, man. All right, it's day 335. We got 30 days to go. It is Giving Tuesday. Why not? That'd be just as good as any other Giving Day.
Why not?
Yep. Eat a red apple day.
Okay.
That's
I'll do it.
All the yellow ones and green ones are going. National Pie Day.
I think we celebrated that early. There were like four pies up here.
Yeah, but they were all the same kind, weren't
no,
they?
No, there's a pecan pie in there.
Okay.
I like pie. You like pie too?
Yeah. That's enough to make you not want to celebrate.
It's
National Drunk and Drug Prevention Month. Everyone ought to be, but who knows? National Write a Business Plan Month and Cookie Exchange Week. You know, you can either win or lose on that deal.
Yeah,
you
know? Really.
Yeah. Yeah. Look what I gave you. You give me like pumpkin cookies. Who wants pumpkin chunk cookies?
Chocolate chip with nuts in it.
Yeah.
Who does that?
Surprise. All right, birthdays.
Zoe Kravitz, the daughter of Lenny. She's a TV star from Divergent. She was in the Mad Max movie, too. She's 27. Redskins wide receiver DeSean Jackson's 29. Dean O'Gorman is 39. That was one of the dwarves in the Hobbit movies. Emily Mortimer from Scream 3 and several other scary things is 44. Sarah Silverman is 45.
I like her. She's got a filthy mouth, but she's funny.
She is. Nestro Carbonala, Carbonal? Sure.
Okay, Carbon Footprint.
Yeah. Whatever. Okay. From Lost is 48. Charlene Tilton. Lucy from Dallas,
really?
57 years old.
Oh, my.
Gilbert O'Sullivan is 69. Bette Midler is 70. John Densmore from The Doors, he was the drummer, 71. I think he was one of the big writers, too, along with Morrison. Eric Bloom, 71, from Blue Oyster Cult, he's the lead singer. Lee Trevino has been hit, struck by lightning not once but twice and still alive at 76. And Woody Allen, 80 years old today.
Wow. Got Treat Williams, the actor, 64. Carol Alt, who was a model.
Yes.
And still kind of looks like one,
mm-hmm.
is 55. And Billy Paul, Me and Mrs. Jones.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Had a great voice. I think that's probably the only hit he had, but, you know, what the heck. He's 81 years old today. All right, 617.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
So yesterday at the UN Climate Summit, yes, the anointed one, President Obama claimed that combating climate change will prove to be a rebuttal of terrorist efforts. Meanwhile, according to the Washington Free Beacon, a new report from the Threat Knowledge Group shows that the number of ISIS supporters within the U.S., quote, measures in the thousands, not the hundreds. Now, the report says, quote, whether ISIS will launch an attack on the scale of Paris is unknown, but it is clear the U.S. is a primary target for ISIS and that ISIS has the necessary supporters in place and the financial means to carry out such an attack. Mr. President, maybe you should be a little bit more worried about the global caliphate than global warming and just wake up.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
My name is Susan. I'm married, work hard to raise my two kids and make ends meet. I want to tell you about the Ted Cruz I know and trust. I voted for him to be a U.S. Senator because he promised that he would fight to bring power away from Washington, D.C. and bring it closer to home. Stop the debt from growing and keep America safe. And he promised to fight for my religious freedom. The media, and even some of his own party, like Speaker John Boehner, attacked Ted Cruz, referring to him as a pain in the you-know-what, because of his bold actions fighting to keep the promises he made to me. That was the Ted Cruz I trust. Lots of candidates talk a lot about how they will fight for us. Only the Ted Cruz I trust has the courage and scars to prove it. I think it's time to elect a leader whose actions match his promises. He's the Ted Cruz we all can trust.
Paid for by Keep the Promise One and not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. KeepThePromiseOne.com. Keep the Promise One is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Same great company, just a new name. Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors. Find Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors on Facebook or call us at 846-8400.
By popular demand, the City of College Station's Christmas in the Park is returning to Stephen C. Beachy Central Park December 4th, 5th, and 6th. Enjoy viewing more than a million lights, hay rides, photos with Santa, and cookies and hot chocolate. On December 5th, we'll have dance performances, inflatables, a petting zoo, a snow glide, and vendors will be on site so you can find the perfect gift. We'll see you at Christmas in the Park, December 4th, 5th, and 6th at Stephen C. Beachy Central Park. Visit cstx.gov/Christmas for complete details. That's cstx.gov/Christmas.
Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. A top House leader predicts Washington will avoid a government shutdown next week as the Tea Party tries to take away Planned Parenthood's funding. But Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy adds that Congress may need additional time to work through the $1.1 trillion catch-all spending bill that tops their agenda. Lawmakers are back in session for a 2 or 3 week sprint to the finish. Debt burden. Puerto Rico is struggling to make a looming $355 million bond payment due today. The Government Development Bank has warned for weeks that it was in danger of running out of money by the end of the year. The government's been withholding payments to suppliers and tax rebates to preserve cash flow. California's top oil regulator has announced his resignation after 17 months as head of the embattled agency. The resignation comes after a report that Governor Jerry Brown directed Steve Boland to investigate and map out the oil, gas, and mineral potential of the Brown family ranch. Crude oil trading at $41.88 a barrel. Futures on Wall Street are higher. That's Your Money Now.
It's panic time. The boss just asked you when that new building will be completed, and you haven't even started yet. Well, don't panic. Call the name you know, General Steel. You've known General Steel for decades, and you know they'll save you about half the cost and about half the time of conventional construction. But did you know that General Steel has provided buildings for some of the biggest names in business and government? And did you know the General can provide pre-construction planning services for your total project? And I'll bet you didn't know you can get General Steel quality and save thousands. For example, a 40-foot by 60-foot building for under $22,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $35,000. That's right, 5,000 square feet for under $35,000. And all with General Steel's 50-year structural warranty. So don't panic. Call now and lock in some of the lowest prices this year. 866-95-STEEL. Call 866-95-STEEL today. Quick, the boss is coming. That's 866-957-8335.
High-speed internet. Everyone needs high-speed internet for banking, shopping, email, Facebook, and the list goes on. If you need fast, high-speed internet in the city or in the country, there's only one phone call you need to make. Call Starfire. The satellite professionals at Starfire offer super fast, high-speed internet with unlimited data usage. This high-speed internet is available in the city and in the country. Starfire also offers Dish Network or DirecTV for all your television watching needs. If you're looking for high-speed internet or great television programming at the best possible prices, call Starfire today at 979-279-2788. That's 979-279-2788. Serving the Brazos Valley since 1984. Starfire, 979-279-2788.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. You may see the sun today. That'd be nice, wouldn't it? Just for something kind of different. Definitely will next week. Later on in the show, an opportunity for you to realize that you've missed another opportunity to make money. You know, if you get something on YouTube that shows a lot, you know, you make money off of
right.
that. You know, I don't know how much money you make, but, you know, whatever.
Well, some of them are millionaires now.
Yeah, I understand. Some of them do it for a living. But this one, maybe we may have hit an all-time low for ingenuity.
Is this along the lines of pet rock annoying?
Almost. 650,000 views as of last night. I'll update the number. But, I mean, at 650,000 views, you are making money doing this.
Mm-hmm.
So... again, and when I tell you, we'll do it next hour. But when I tell you, this will be one of those smack in the head going
face palm.
Yeah, I could have done that. I could have been making money during the holidays, getting some holiday cash. Instead, some Mozon from Montana is the one who's getting the deal. But anyway, we'll tell you about that in just a little while, and we'll check the weather too. And then we'll check the weather.
Hi, this is Bill Oliver. This Christmas, Blue Baker and WTAW are asking you to add a child you've never met to your Christmas list. Christmas angels are little paper angels with the child's name and Christmas gift wish. Choose a Christmas angel from the tree set up inside both Blue Baker locations, 201 Dominick Drive in College Station and 800 University Drive. Then shop for your angel, drop off the wrapped gifts at the tree, and we'll do the rest. The last day to drop off angel gifts is Friday, December 11th. Thank you for helping make a Merry Christmas for a Christmas angel.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. If you recognize this, you're more than likely, well, at least a teenager of the 80s. So let's take a trip down memory lane. What's this? That's Asteroids from 1979. And this? Defender from 81. But it all started really with Pong. And a guy named Alan Acorn. He was the inventor, and it was actually done as a training tool for him to see just how good he was. I've shared all that to let you know about this. If you still don't think video games are a spectator sport, this might change your mind. The World Championships for the game League of Legends was back in October, and the final numbers are just in. At its peak, 11.2 million people were watching online from all over the world, and in total, 27 million people watched. Just to compare, 26.3 million people watched Game 7 of last year's NBA Finals. And in October, 23.7 million watched Game 7 of the World Series. So more people watched the video game championship of the world than they did the final game of the NBA and Major League Baseball. And get this, the League of Legends championship was held at a soccer stadium in South Korea that sold out. 40,000 people showed up to watch people playing a video game live. Times, they are a-changing. And that's my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. If you fancy yourself, like I do, a person that likes to give very unique gifts, this is the perfect place to go to do your shopping. Antique and heirloom jewelry to brand new stuff. Gold and silver bullion pieces. How cool would that be to get under the Christmas tree? A little thing of silver. Genuine Louis Vuitton purses, Rolex watches, you name it. They've got a little bit of it at David's Jewelry and Coin. To find out more, go to David's Jewelry and Coins, it's plural, .com, or hop by Old College Avenue next to the IHOP in the same shopping center as Hurricane Harry's. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you very much for listening.
Well, after hearing that story I'm going to have about YouTube makes that guy sound like a Rhodes Scholar, but wow. Thousands of people watching two people playing video games.
Yep.
In a sports stadium.
Spec state. Basically, they're going to watch someone else playing TV.
Well, fine. Okay. Yeah, that works. All right. There's some weather. Brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give a call to 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com at 627, by the way. All right. About 59 for a high temperature today, which is probably 10 degrees warmer than what we had yesterday. North winds at about 10 miles an hour. Slight chance of showers. Down to 46 again tonight. Tomorrow, we get the sunshine. Sun will be back. We'll have a high temperature. Probably about 60 from Wednesday all the way through Saturday. And so that'll be nice to dry things out a little bit. Low temperatures each night will be cooler, though, because we won't have any clouds to kind of hold the heat in. Right now, the winds are out of the north at 86% relative humidity with those overcast skies. We have 49 degrees.
Hi, this is Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. This is the time of year when rodents are flourishing. That means rats, raccoons, and mice are seeking shelter inside your home. No matter what kind of rodents you have, ABC can create a plan to get rid of them. Close up the openings where they come in and catch any that may be in your home. Plus, all ABC specialists undergo background screening so you can feel comfortable with our team on your property. ABC Home and Commercial Services. Specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Passion may be important to your success, but it may not be as important as a lot of people think it is. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
Comfort means a state of feeling satisfied, and at thecompanystore.com, your comfort is our number one priority. For more than 100 years, the Company Store has handcrafted in the U.S. the very best bedding basics, unique items you won't find anywhere else, like our dual warmth comforters that keep you and your partner sleeping at just the right temperature. Bring comfort home today. Thecompanystore.com, 20% off your entire order plus free shipping with code RADIO at checkout. Thecompanystore.com, we are all about comfort.
Get your Plenty card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Passion. It's often described as a necessary trait of an entrepreneur.
Having some passion will certainly help, but passion doesn't make the difference between being successful and not being successful. I'll give you an example of this.
Scott Shane, author of the book, The Illusions of Entrepreneurship.
The year that Microsoft was started, it's hard to believe, first of all, that Bill Gates was necessarily more passionate than everybody else who started businesses in that year, and it's really very unlikely that he was many billions of times more passionate than other people, yet he's many billion times wealthier than the people who started businesses in the same year that he did.
So starting the right business in the right industry is a lot more important than passion, and marketing is where a lot of businesses fail.
They don't start marketing soon enough. We have a lot of evidence that the faster startups begin to market, the more they emphasize the implementation of any marketing plan that they have, the better that they perform.
And Scott believes even those entrepreneurs who have a marketing plan are often a little naive.
For instance, most entrepreneurs actually try to compete on price. That strategy actually leads to failure from startups because companies that have been around longer can actually better handle this price-cutting strategy. You're much better off with a startup if you want performance. What the data shows you is compete on something else, service, quality, anything but price.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 49 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where their vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. If you're interested in the early plans for expanding Highway 21 to four lanes east of Bryan from the Navasota River to Madisonville, the Texas Department of Transportation has announced an open house. It will be a week from Thursday, the 10th, at North Zulch High School. The proposal calls for the four-lane highway to have a divided median and to straighten out sharp curves. Two more TxDOT open houses are tonight. One is in Navasota from 5:30 until 7:30 at Navasota Center. The subject is improving and removing crossovers on Highway 6 from south of Navasota to the Waller County line. The other open house is in Conroe at Austin Elementary School regarding plans to widen Highway 105 from Conroe to Cleveland to four lanes with a median. Online at WTAW.com are maps and links to more information from TxDOT. The Texas 10th Court of Appeals returns to the Blinn College Bryan campus tomorrow to hear cases. The public is invited to watch any of the four appeals. Two civil and one criminal case originated in Brazos County, and one civil case originated in Robertson County. The list is online at WTAW.com. The appearance, hosted by Blinn's Legal Assistant Program, will take place in the Bryan Student Center. The cases will be heard Wednesday at 10 and 11 a.m. and at 1:30 and 2:30 p.m. After the second case is argued, there will be a brief period for questions from the public to the justices. It's the fourth consecutive year the appeals court, based in Waco, has come to the Blinn-Bryan campus to conduct hearings. A Texas lawmaker expects the investigation into Sandra Bland's death should be done by the end of the year.
Bland's apparent suicide in a Waller County jail following her July 10th arrest sparked protests and made headlines nationwide. State Senator Royce West of Dallas says there's been at least one meeting of the grand jury to review evidence, and there will be at least one more coming up. He says this case is important to him.
Because of everything that's been going on in the country in terms of African-Americans dying at the hands of law enforcement or law enforcement being involved in it.
He says the video in the Bland case was released shortly after her death, and he wants to assure the public the investigation is transparent. Kelly Weiss, TSN News.
The first day back from the Thanksgiving holiday for employees at the Brazos County Courthouse was shortened by a bomb threat. Sheriff Chris Kirk says there was an evacuation after a call came in to the main switchboard just before 2 p.m. reporting there was a bomb in the building.
Under the circumstances, I thought it went very well. There were a couple people that didn't get the word that we found on our sweep, but all in all, we were able to move people out of the courthouse quickly and safely and then reduce the risk.
A visual inspection turned up nothing, but the building remained closed to let bomb-sniffing dogs do a second check.
Well, unfortunately, the local dogs were all tied up, and we had to call in U.S. Marshal Service and the Department of Public Safety have both sent dog teams our way.
At the same time, investigators are tracking down who placed the call.
Working to hopefully track a number that we can lead back to somebody that we can charge with this offense.
Multiple agencies were involved in the evacuation and guarding off the courthouse area. Another $250,000 has been pledged to this year's United Way of the Brazos Valley Community Campaign. President Allison Prince says more than 60 employee drives have been completed.
A couple areas of note, we have about 8 brand new campaigns. So these are businesses that haven't otherwise been involved with United Way. Each year we ask our partner agencies to hold a workplace campaign for their employees. Every one of our partners that has done a campaign has come in over goal of what it was. So it just shows that they believe in what we're doing as well.
While the $800,000 community campaign continues through next March, United Way continues to compile results of the state employees campaign that ended October 31st.
We are sitting at about $530,000 there, which is about 88% of our $600,000 campaign. But we don't have Texas Department of Criminal Justice reports yet, and A&M and A&M system is not complete quite yet either. Their reports are still coming in. So we'll still have some more come in here through January.
And Prince says there is still time to conduct a workplace campaign, and individuals can donate on United Way of the Brazos Valley's Facebook page or website. 5 years in the making, a photography exhibit about next year's centennial of the National Park Service is now on display at the Bush Library and Museum. Mark Burns went to all 59 national parks. Before this project, Burns considered Yosemite his favorite. Now it's Alaska.
Alaska really just truly changed my life in some ways. The wilderness there is just spectacular, and it's nature, pristine nature that, you know, when you fly 160 miles, you know, over wilderness into deeper wilderness, and you're dropped off on a gravel bar, you know, it's just a special thing.
The exhibit also includes three additional photographs and background information to their importance to Burns.
One of them actually is the White Sands National Monument. Back in my younger days, that was a park that my father would take my brother and I to frequently when we were on trips out to west to Colorado or Arizona or Utah, and we'd stop there, and so I had a lot of memories. So that's one of them. There's a park from Alaska there that I included that I really liked, and then there's a photograph from the Grand Tetons that I really liked.
Next March, a book containing the photos will be launched also at the Bush Library. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 49 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news on the way at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
All right, man. Everything's all set for tonight. Nobody will be home.
Cool. What time can I come over?
The party is starting around 8. Just remember, you gotta bring something for the party.
There's a liquor cabinet. It's full, but it's locked.
Dang.
I mean, there's the medicine cabinet. We got cough syrup, headache stuff. Ooh, and mom's nerve and pain stuff.
Perfect. Grab as much as you can.
The liquor cabinet is not the only cabinet that needs to be locked. For more information, visit StopRxDrugAbuse.org.
Skyline Communications presents Two-Way Radio for Business and Industry. Forget the brick radios of the past. Our full-featured units are lighter and smaller. Your cell phone can even access your radio fleet. Skyline Communications, Two-Way Radio, a better way.
At Batteries Plus Bulbs, save $30 after mail-in rebate on X2 powered car and truck batteries. Located in Bryan in front of the new Walmart and in College Station. Batteries Plus Bulbs. Trust the plus. See batteriesplus.com for details.
Good morning, it's 6:38. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Wilton's Office Works. They're located on the freeway between Briarcrest and University, or at Wilton's.com. Wilton's with furniture, supplies, and so much more. Here numbers.
Cloudy and cool once again for today with high temperatures between 55 and 60. Any showers we see today will be very, very isolated. Clouds tonight, maybe a shower or two, 40 to 45. Clearing tomorrow, finally, temperatures will make their way up to about 60. The outlook for tomorrow night, clear and cool, lows will fall back to around 40. During the day Thursday, we'll have plenty of sunshine, and highs on Thursday will be 55 to 60 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
They were beating Florida at half, so this is a team that's coming in with some confidence.
That's Coach Billy Kennedy from the shows last night, and he's talking about Florida Gulf Coast, who they played this evening at 7 o'clock. We'll have more on Aggie men's and women's basketball. We'll also take a look at the NFL, where the Cleveland Browns are indeed the Rodney Dangerfield of the NFL. All that and more coming up in sports. We'll do it for you here in about 11 minutes.
So just so you understand exactly what's going on in Paris, this United Nations Climate Summit thingamajig deal. The goal is a new global climate treaty involving all nations that would be enforced starting in the year 2020 and help the world avoid the worst consequences of man-made global warming.
Which is when the Kyoto Accord, like, ends, isn't it?
Yeah.
I like treaties.
Do you?
Yeah, they're nice. I used to get treaties when I behaved.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's it. Sit quietly and you'll get a treaty.
As opposed to smackies?
That's what they told them. They said, so the rest of the country, sit back quietly and you'll get treaties at the end. President Obama calling, calling the global talks on climate change in Paris an act of defiance against terrorism. Okay, good. Stick with me here. Get this logic, okay? This is the leader of the free world. This is the person who some people elected president and then reelected him.
And has a Nobel Prize.
That's right. In a speech to over 150 world leaders, he said, quote, "What greater rejection of those who would tear down our world than marshaling our best efforts to save it?" What a bunch of crap.
That's not how it works.
No.
That's not how any of this works.
No, what you do is you blow those people up. You don't say, oh, well, we'll in defiance, I'll start having a smaller carbon footprint. That'll show the terrorists, won't it? God, in what world does this guy live?
My smart car is kicking terrorist butt.
Exactly right. Anyway. So,
stupid.
However, President Obama and Vladimir Putin did not make eye contact while shaking hands at the summit yesterday. I bet you they won't sign each other's yearbooks either. What do you think? God. I'll show him. I won't look him in the eye. So there.
Like silverback gorillas.
No, that would involve... Never mind. I can't say that on the radio.
Again, this is a two-week gathering. And even though the president won't be there or whatever, or the leaders of most of the countries won't be there, except the ones whose countries are so junky they don't want to go back, they'll be staying in expensive hotels, eating really good food. How about the carbon footprint of them getting to this? Is anybody going to do that report?
Well, I think someone did.
Did they?
They said about 72 cars on the road is what Obama's share is.
Okay, but we're not... Yeah, okay, I was going to say... His share.
Yeah.
But then there's the cooking of all this extra food.
Oh, sure.
And doing those sorts
Something
of things.
Something like 300,000 tons of carbon.
Yeah. How many police have to be in certain places to move these individuals from their nice hotels? How many of them are in electric cars going to the airport? Oh, wait, they don't go fast enough.
But if they don't do it, we're not going to, so they have to. They're doing it for us. We don't know no better.
No, that's right. We'd be dumb.
Couldn't we just Skype this crap?
Yeah, you're right. We could. But then we wouldn't have those nice hotels and we couldn't have that stuff.
What? Yeah. No, yeah, that's a good idea.
No.
No, that's a great
idea. You've got to have your behind closed doors meetings.
I'm not going to let
there
this one go.
There has to be intrigue.
No, they should Skype it. That's all it takes.
Think about it with no security. I mean, in and of itself, that all by itself would be
Or at least have 80% of the conversation that way. I understand. Face-to-face conversation, I still actually value that.
Finalize.
Especially in local circles.
Finalize it. Yeah.
But yeah. Yeah, send a delegate.
Right. Sure. No, you're right.
They're sort of expendable. They need a little less security.
They do. Exactly. They can stay in a Motel 6.
Well, and I saw John Kerry sitting across from President Obama at the dinner table. They don't both need to be there.
No, you're right.
But I mean, you know, who's going to pass the potatoes at some point?
Well, taters. He only has them if they got like other, you know, some other kind of special cheese on them or whatever.
Well, it's Paris. I bet they're French fries.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, God.
Donald Trump insisting that most of the 100 black pastors he met with on Monday are endorsing him for president after a private meeting. Daryl Scott, who's a pastor of the New Spirit Revival Center in Cleveland, told reporters, "We voiced concerns sensitive to African-American communities. We are all satisfied with the answers. Nobody at this meeting came out with a negative reaction of any kind. Everybody in the room likes Donald Trump." How long did it take him to find that guy?
I mean, really.
He's a negotiator, though.
Yeah.
I don't doubt for a second that, you know, if you're blowing smoke, he's like the king smoke blower.
Yeah, yeah. CNN has a story today about how's this guy still in the race? You know, could he get the nomination now? Major show of support yesterday for the Hillster. Every female Democrat senator save one, all 13 of them, showed up at the Hyatt Regency Hotel to show their support.
Of course they did.
Yeah, but Elizabeth Warren didn't.
Of course she didn't.
So there. While we're talking about the Hillster, State Department released another 7,800 pages of emails from her time as Secretary of State. The seventh such document dump so far. Almost 1,000 of Clinton's messages have been marked as classified, including 328 in this new batch. Howsomever.
From her personal server?
I don't know. In the act of fairness, these were not considered to be
classified at the time.
Oh.
Yeah, sorry. Citing last week's shooting at the clinic in Colorado, Harry Reid calling on the House of Representatives to disband the committee investigating allegations that Planned Parenthood mishandled fetal tissue. He said, quote, "We should not fail to see the context in which this vile assault took place last summer. A right-wing group began releasing videos with unsubstantiated allegations. Since that time, the Republican Congress have made it their mission to push these unsubstantiated allegations."
I think the unsubstantiated allegations allegation is unsubstantiated.
Yeah.
I would agree with that.
Kent Paxton, he's the Attorney General of Texas. Pretrial hearings today on, hey, wait, I'm the Attorney General of Texas. I couldn't have done anything wrong. Oh, not really. Paul Ryan says that the government won't shut down over Planned Parenthood, by the way. And in kind of just an unusual thing, the mayor of Juneau, Alaska has been found dead.
Goodness.
Yeah, just weeks after he took office, the mayor of the Alaska's capital city been found dead, prompting a flurry of rumors that he was assaulted.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Yeah, so 70 years old.
By a bear.
Yeah, we'll be watching that story today. All right, it's 6:46.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results. Since 1943, Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Most of us have plants indoors, especially during the wintertime. It's a way we can continue our favorite hobby, even though it's cold outside. But there are some tips to surviving indoors with your plants. I'll have them right after this message. Are you looking for the perfect gift? I might have it for you. It's Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, my newest book. Not a revision of my complete guide to Texas gardening from 25 years ago. That's the one you'll find in stores. That's the one you'll find on Amazon. This book is so much better. 840 new photographs, 344 pages, completely different format. It even has a chapter telling you when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all the plants in your garden. Three of us did the entire book. It is self-published and was printed in Texas. It's only $28.95 plus tax and postage. Satisfaction is guaranteed. You'll be getting a signed copy, personalized if you wish. Remember, not in stores, not on Amazon. Call 1-800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769, or order anytime at neilsperry.com. NEILSPERRY, neilsperry.com. Limit yourself to dependable plants when you try to grow things indoors. Some plants adapt well to indoor situations. Others start pouting almost immediately. Rubber plants and other ficuses, crotons, and schefflerias, as examples, will start losing leaves almost the same day you bring them into the house. It's a lack of bright light and nothing more. You're better off choosing types that can handle the type of lighting you have. Stick with varieties that adapt well to normal people conditions. Aglaonemas, mini dracaenas, pleomeles, sansevierias, pothos, vining philodendrons, and ponytails, among others, can survive for many years indoors. Provide adequate light. We've already said it. This is a key to success. West and east windows allow the most direct light into a room, followed closely by those on the south side of your home. If you don't have adequate light, add it as best you can. Skylights make a real difference. Sheer drapes allow light to penetrate into a room, actually diffusing and spreading it farther into the room. That being the case, if you have shears behind your heavier drapes, consider pulling the light-stopping fabric out of the way during the days. Add lights if you wish, but remember that it takes many bright light bulbs or fluorescent tubes to equal even modest outdoor light intensities. To be effective, that light also needs to be quite near the leaf surfaces, and that can be unattractive and rather mechanical looking. Avoid hot and cold drafts on your plants. Tropical plants, including poinsettias and other holiday flowers, can be damaged by just a few seconds exposure to sub-freezing weather. While that's not a big problem most times in Texas, it can threaten your plants as you bring them home from the nursery or flower shop during the winter. Be very careful. Then don't put them by the fireplace. Keep your indoor plants moist but not wet. There's no good answer to the question of, Neil, how often should I water my plants? There are just too many variables. However, you'll learn to anticipate their needs as you coexist with them for a few weeks. Never let your houseplants wilt. If you do, they'll start dropping lower leaves, and those leaves that do remain will suffer brown margins and tips. Don't over-fertilize. Your plants are not going to be growing aggressively in the wintertime, so apply a diluted, complete, and balanced water-soluble fertilizer each time that you water them, but don't overdo it. Watch for a buildup of pest problems. Bothersome insects such as mealybugs, scales, white flies, and spider mites can show up. You need to be on the lookout. I'm Neil Sperry, Berries of the Wintertime in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:51. A&M freshman Christian Kirk has been named one of 16 finalists for the Earl Campbell Tyler Rose Award announced yesterday. The candidates include five quarterbacks, five running backs, and six wide receivers from five conferences. Finalists for the Tyler Rose Award will be selected and announced December the 7th, followed by an awards banquet in Tyler in January. A&M sophomore Stephanie Ipley was named SEC Player of the Week for the second time, and she was also tabbed as the SEC Setter of the Week, this on the heels of her being named the 2015 SEC Player of the Week. After a tremendous showing at the Battle for Atlantis, Texas A&M men's basketball jumps up seven spots to number 18 in this week's AP poll. The guys will be back at home tonight to host Florida Gulf Coast. Here's Coach Billy Kennedy on this week's schedule.
Yeah, they were beating Florida at half, so this is a team that's coming in with some confidence. They got beat in the second half, and they just beat an NAIA team last night really bad. Joe Dooley's a friend who's a former assistant at Kansas, so they'll be well coached. And then Arizona State, four starters back from last year's team that went to the NIT and did well in the NIT. So playing on the road, I think it's a 9:30.
Yeah.
Like West Coast time or something. I mean, I'm gonna be fighting to stay awake. I think so, but we got two tough games. We got to bounce back quick.
The guys tip against Florida Gulf Coast tonight at 7. You can catch it on 1620 AM. We'll head over to the women's side of the court, where the Aggies come in at number 12 in the new AP poll. The ladies head to Hawaii this weekend to take part in the Tom Weston Invitational. And last night during the Coach Blair radio show, Coach was asked if his team is better now than when they started the season.
I think so. Before the season started, when I had this 10-game stretch, I said, hey, if we can go into conference with only three losses, I'll be ecstatic. Not anymore. I don't want to go in but with one loss. And so that means we've got to play well down the stretch. We've still got six more of those games in the 10-game swing, but I think if we play our best, we'll find a way to win.
The ladies will tip things off live from Hawaii Friday at 9 p.m. against Hawaii on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. And in midfielder, Michaela Harvey is one of 20 players selected for the United States under-20 women's national team that will compete in the CONCACAF Championships in Honduras. That starts day after tomorrow. In Monday Night Football last night, the Rodney Dangerfield of football, the Cleveland Browns, can't catch a break. And this has nothing to do with Johnny Football this time.
From the right hash mark, game on the line, final play of regulation. Kick on the way, no, it's blocked, the Ravens got it. Live ball, Will Hill picks it up, running near sideline. He's got blockers, Browns 40, 30, 20, 10, one man to beat, touchdown, Ravens! No flags on the play. It's a walk-off block and return. And how about that for a crazy twist to end it?
Browns lined up for what they thought might be the game-winning field goal, but Baltimore's Brett Urban blocked it. Will Hurt returned it, and the Ravens walked away with a 33-27 win over the luckless Browns. Here's Browns head man Mike Patton.
Tough one to wrap your brain around. Frustrating. Our guys battled back, came back for some deficits. You know, didn't finish it. That's the frustrating thing. A lot of little things, but anytime you give up 14 points when your defense isn't on the field, you're not going to win a lot of football games. So,
in the loss, Cleveland quarterback Josh McCown exited with a collarbone injury in the fourth quarter. Pettine said he did not know whether the collarbone was broken, but McCown did have x-rays and left the game with a sling. He'll have more tests today. Pettine declined to say whether Austin Davis or Johnny Manziel would get the start if McCown couldn't. And we'll wrap it up in the NBA, where DeMarcus Cousins scored 16 of his 31 points in the fourth quarter, and Sacramento Kings beat the struggling Mavericks 112-98. Paul Gasol had 18 points, 13 rebounds, and 3 block shots as the Bulls snapped San Antonio's 5-game winning streak with a 92-89 win over the Spurs. And Reggie Jackson had 31 points, and the Pistons knocked down the Rockets 116-105. And that's your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620, WTAW.
So now the Houston Rockets have a guy named Reggie Jackson?
No, that's Chicago, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, Chicago, Reggie Jackson, okay.
Yeah, I double-took that one. I'm sorry, Detroit, not Chicago.
That'll be confusing for the rest of his career.
Basketball Reggie Jackson.
That Reggie Jackson. That one, not Mr. Of course, Mr. October in the NBA wouldn't be anything, because that's like preseason.
Pretty
right?
much. Yeah.
The 89th annual Bryan College Station Christmas Parade, A Winter Wonderland, steps off Sunday at 2 p.m. Rain or shine, plan to be there as we celebrate the official start to the Christmas season. Look in Sunday's Eagle for a listing of all the entries. Then be along the parade route Sunday at 2. The parade starts at Polo Road on University Drive, then turns north on Texas Avenue. Kids, don't forget your letters to Santa and include a return address so Santa can write back. The 89th annual BCS Christmas Parade, A Winter Wonderland.
Whether you're a homeowner, farmer, or business owner, whether you're in Austin, Houston, or anywhere in between, when you need equipment that goes strong every day, you can always count on Supal Prater and John Deere. For more than 35 years, we've offered the complete line of John Deere tractors, Gator utility vehicles, and riding mowers, plus parts, service, and friendly, knowledgeable staff. Find your Sioux Falls Prater location and get great deals at cptractor.com. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity at prices you can afford.
A couple of minutes till Brian from Peace 107 came down and told me a little while ago. He'd been doing research for his show this morning. He found out that the actor James Dean did not believe in Santa Claus.
You are not going to.
He was a rebel without a clause.
What if you could get the very best food from all around the country with the guaranteed lowest prices? Oh, and what if it's all shipped directly to your door absolutely free? Well, rejoice, food lovers. DirectEats.com is here. DirectEats gives every consumer the freedom to find the best food at the best prices based on their diet, taste, or needs. That's because at DirectEats.com, the whole country is your supermarket. There's no membership fee, so give it a try. Just go to DirectEats.com and place your order today. DirectEats.com is the largest online natural and organic superstore. From locally made barbecue sauces to an array of nut-free, paleo, gluten-free, or anything and everything in between, the options go on and on. At DirectEats, they have over 20,000 food products at the guaranteed lowest prices, and they ship them absolutely free to your door. There's no membership fee, so why not get started on your next food adventure? Stop by DirectEats.com today. That's DirectEats.com.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have 3 BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day, in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning, laundry, and alteration service for over 20 years.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Hey, don't forget, we're once again doing our Christmas Angels program with the help of the folks at Blue Baker. You can stop by either of the Blue Baker locations on University Drive or on Dominic. Pick out an angel that's actually hanging on the tree. It's kind of a neat little deal. It's got the kiddo's name on it, their age, and what they would like for Christmas. And what you do is you go buy that present, you wrap it up, and you bring it back to the Blue Baker. The deadline is December the 11th, so you can actually help these kiddos out.
I think Tom will be at one of the locations on December 2nd.
Tom Turbyman?
Tom Turbyman.
Really?
Tomorrow, I think.
All right, so see a star. Kind of an old star, but, you know, he's there. Oh, okay. Anyway, WTAW College Station, Brian, 49 degrees right now. We'll get up to about 59 today and tomorrow. And the sun.